Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Let's go.
Happy Purple Friday.
We are, we made it. These weeks are seeming very long, are they not? Remember Monday we came in? That seemed like a month ago.
Yeah. I mean, yes, but also, why does it feel like that it's crazy that it's already the 17th?
That is, I know.
Do you know what
Trust
I mean?
Trust me, I'm trying to just burn through January
Isn't
and February.
That weird?
If we can just get through it some way, somehow, then we'll be fine. March hits and we're fine. But right now, I mean, I checked the weather for next week. Did you see that?
It's cold. It's going to be colder.
It's going to be like...
It's going to be cold.
Six on Wednesday.
Like,
six.
Apparently, like, a huge, like, a massive cold front is coming our way to the point where my parents in California literally called me and were like, do you know how cold it's going to be next week for you? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, literally, it's like six one of the days. So, like, don't worry. We'll huddle up together every morning. It is a Purple Friday.
Yes.
As mentioned. Game is Sunday, right?
Game is Sunday at 6:30. We're on the road. We are playing Josh Allen and his Buffalo Bills. It is a divisional matchup, and it's a really, really big game.
Yeah, how are we feeling about it? Everybody feeling good about it?
We're excited.
Before we get the show started, tell me something to say about the Bills. Are they good? Are they bad? Like, I don't know anything about football,
it's Josh Allen. It's the quarterback, right?
Is he good or bad?
Yes.
Oh, he's good. Okay.
But the thing is, though, I think what's really cool is that, like, this is going to be a good game. This is going to be a really good game.
Okay.
And, I mean, the Ravens are crushing it. Lamar's passing very well. He's running very well, as he always does. Derrick Henry's running very well. And there's just, like, I don't know. Like, the energy
the
feels
vibes.
Different. The vibes are there. And I just feel like the flock is super excited.
Just wait. About 6:25, when we do our first flock line, I'm going to say that exact same thing back into the microphone with a lot of confidence. Like, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, everything I just said?
With Josh Allen?
No, you don't get to rip me off.
I'm going to totally rip you off.
No, you don't. Here's the thing that you need to understand. And I just feel like, I feel like you need to stop doing it because we all know that you don't know what you're talking about. So I think you can just not.
It doesn't matter.
And if anything, it feels uncomfortable when you try.
You can be.
It's cool, man.
Tell if this is true or not.
Just say go Ravens. Can you just say go Ravens?
You can be.
When you steal information from me and try to say it like you know it, it feels uncomfortable. And it also irritates the crap out of me as well.
We'll tell you this now. 6:25 this morning. Sit tight. We'll get through our top three. Then we'll do our throwback mix in a couple of minutes. And then I want you to hear how well I will sell it to the people at 6:25 this morning. They know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to football. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Men cheating and just taking information from women for eons and centuries of time.
So stupid.
Happy Purple Friday. Let's get it.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
It is definitely a Purple Friday in Baltimore, and the Ravens are hosting a number of playoff events leading up to Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills, including a pop-up ice festival. Did you guys see videos of this yesterday? This looks so sick. So it officially debuted yesterday, and it's running through tonight. So this thing includes appearances from Ravens legends. There's a pop-up ice bar where you can order cocktails that are served in actual ice cups. They're building ice sculptures in real time. There are a ton of ice sculpture photo ops and ice-themed games and activities for everyone of all ages. All events will be held at Gate A Plaza and M&T Bank Stadium from today from 5 to 9 p.m. And you can claim your tickets for the pop-up ice festival on BaltimoreRavens.com.
Number two.
Maryland's favorite seasoning keeps expanding its reach, and now it's popping up in ready-to-made tuna packets. Old Bay is teaming up with Chicken of the Sea On the Go Tuna. McCormick is partnering with Chicken of the Sea to create actually two On the Go Tuna packet flavors, including Old Bay and Chili Lime. And the seasoned tuna is now available online at local grocery stores as well. So the recipes that they're suggesting you use these for include Old Bay Tuna Mac and Cheese, Old Bay Tuna Roll, and Old Bay Tuna Stuffed Avocado.
I think everyone in the state of Maryland's like, yep,
I'll take it. I'll take two. I'll take five, you know?
Number one.
The lineup for the Fire Aid Benefit Concert supporting Los Angeles Wildfire Relief has officially been revealed. They've been trying to put this thing together since everything has happened. The lineup includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Stevie Nicks, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Pink, Tate McRae. I mean, this list is insane and goes on and on, including Dave Matthews and John Mayer will actually be performing together for the very first time. And they're not even done announcing artists and special guests. This benefit concert will broadcast on January 30th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Fans worldwide will be able to stream and donate through various platforms, including Apple Music, Netflix, Prime Video. You're going to be able to watch on Paramount Plus, Prime Video, Spotify, YouTube. Also, it's going to be in select AMC theaters. All proceeds will go towards rebuilding communities devastated by the wildfires in Southern California.
I was looking at some pictures yesterday of the damage. It's like shocking.
Yes.
It's shocking. Not only the intensity of the damage, but the depth of the damage, like how much went through that city. It almost doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
This is like almost something that it seems like a bad, like one of those like action movies or something, you know, that something you wouldn't ever think would happen. Like LA would burn like this bad. And I was looking at numbers this morning. I'm trying to figure out how contained the fires are. Do you have an update on how contained they are at this point?
This morning, I don't. I think the number that's coming to mind is 11%, but I know that's not for the Palisades fire.
Yeah.
But also, that's not of today. I haven't double-checked the containment, so don't quote me on that. I think it's like between 11 and 14%, but that could have been yesterday or the day before.
We've still got 170,000 people that are under evacuation notice. 27 people have passed away.
Yeah, like, that number has raised from 24, so 27 is new. So
yeah.
I think that if a lot of people, what's really cool is I know a lot of people in Baltimore have been doing things as well, but if you're asking yourself, how can I help if you know people out there, this is a really easy way. You can watch a show and also donate. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Oh, the vibes in Maryland are so good today. And like, it'd be even better if somebody right now won $1,000 in free gas. Like, we'd all freak out, right? We're going to play this $1,000 minute round. It's going to be caller number 10 today. Who's this?
Anna.
Anna, you're caller 10.
Hey, yes. Anna.
Yeah.
We try every day.
Well, how long have you been trying? I love these legacies. Like, I've been trying since I was a child, and I finally...
like a year.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Well, Anna, I'm glad you made it in today. Happy Purple Friday. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's explain this to everybody. Then we're going to play for $1,000 in free gas. Jess, how does this game work?
So if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just say pass, and then we will go back to those questions only if there is time at the end. Anna, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What boy band consists of the members Nick, Brian, Kevin, AJ, and Howie?
Backstreet Boys.
Correct. Question number two. On a standard keyboard, what letter is directly below the letter D? Whoa.
Somebody's sorry, my kid.
That's all right. Okay, question number three. What does the company Haagen-Dazs make?
Ice cream.
Correct. Question number four. What brand produces the Air Jordan line of sneakers? Air Jordans.
Nike.
Correct. Question number five. What's the name of the red car trying to win the Piston Cup in the movie Cars?
Pass.
Question number six. What's the name of the Ravens mascot? Oh, come on.
Pass.
Question number seven. What is the name of the characters that help the Cat in the Hat clean up in the Cat in the Hat book?
Pass.
Question number two. What on a standard
that's
keyboard?
60 seconds. No! Oh, man.
No! Dang it! No! I wanted I wanted to tap in. I wanted to be your lifeline so bad.
All right.
It's okay, girl. Let's go back and see if we can get these. Number two, this is hard. On a standard keyboard, what letter is directly below the letter D? We would have taken C or X.
Yeah, either one's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Question number five, what's the name of the red race car trying to win the Piston Cup in the Disney movie Cars? That's Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen.
Lightning McQueen.
Ask your kids that question. They may know.
Question number six, or you could also ask Lamar Jackson. Question number six, what is the name of the Ravens mascot? Do you know that?
I don't.
It's okay. It's okay. It's Poe.
It's Poe.
It's Poe. Put that in your arsenal of info for your Purple Friday, okay? And question number seven, what is the name of the characters who help the Cat in the Hat clean up in the movie and the book? The answer is Thing 1 and Thing 2.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for today.
It's okay. It's okay. It's really hard when you get on here. I think a lot of people, it's easy to play in the cars, but when you're actually on the phone, like, that adrenaline is rushing. I think you should be really proud of yourself, Anna.
Thank you, guys.
Anna, are you running a daycare over there? What's happening?
This is drop-off.
Oh, it's drop-off.
My three-year-old is screaming, and my eight-year-old trying to be first to daycare.
You're like, I'm trying to play a trivia game. Quiet, everybody. Anna, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you got through. It's okay. Tuesday, so we're off Monday. Tuesday, we'll come back, and we're going to do seven more questions worth $1,000 in free dash and gas, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Anna. Have a good day, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their new cinnamon spice hot chocolate, a delicious combo for cocoa and cinnamon. Perfect on a cold winter day. Dashin.com for participating locations.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number three.
The playoff Purple Friday Caravan pep rallies are taking over Baltimore in celebration of the Ravens divisional matchup against the Buffalo Bills this Sunday. Ravens cheerleaders, mascot Poe, and Baltimore's marching Ravens will visit multiple locations for local pep rallies to get fans ready for the playoffs today. The first stop will be in Baltimore County at Patriot Plaza on Washington Avenue in Towson. That's going to be at 1:15 this afternoon. And then their next stop will be in Baltimore City at War Memorial Plaza on Holiday Street at 2:30 p.m. And you can head to BaltimoreRavens.com for all the info on their weekend playoff events.
I'm surprised you haven't had one of your jealousy moments. Jess has a hard time on days like this where they're doing all this early morning stuff.
No, exactly. So this is good because this is actually in the afternoon and it's in my area. Yeah, so I will be heading over there.
It'll be good.
Number two.
Regarding TikTok, the Supreme Court said yesterday that it may announce opinions this morning, but it didn't say what cases might be decided. It is the last day the court can weigh in on the TikTok ban law that's set to go into effect this Sunday, which would penalize U.S. app stores and hosting services if they do not cut off TikTok. President Biden announced that his administration wouldn't enforce the law and would leave it to the incoming Trump administration. President-elect Trump has vowed to save TikTok from the ban, mentioning using an executive order to delay the law. It's not clear what options Trump has to stop the law, given that it was passed by Congress with bipartisan support. TikTok has said that the app will go dark on Sunday if the law is not delayed or blocked. The ByteDance-owned app has 170 million users.
I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I really don't. I feel like this is...
I do.
You think it'll really go? I mean, I think it might temporarily, but I think, if you're asking what I think Trump is waiting to come in here like a superhero. I think literally, like day one, he's going to be like, guess what I did? I saved TikTok. And we're all going to be like, okay, cool.
I love how President Biden was like, bye.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He could care less, man.
Number one.
Barbie is celebrating the legacy of 90s icon Aaliyah with a new doll in their music collector series released on what have been the late R&B star's 46th birthday. The doll captures Aaliyah's signature style from her 1 Million music video featuring a black faux leather outfit, the studded details, and her iconic hairstyle and everything. Designed in collab with her brother, the collectible honors Aaliyah's groundbreaking contributions to music and fashion and so many more, inspiring her fans. This latest edition joins past tributes to legends including Gloria Estefan and Stevie Nicks. Have you seen this doll?
I haven't seen it. I'm trying to look at it now.
It is Perfect.
Cute? Yeah.
It's perfect. I think that something that I always, as a fan, have always loved is that Aaliyah's family has always been so protective of her music and her legacy.
Sure.
And there was no way this was happening without her family support. So knowing that her brother was literally on the team with collaborators, she's perfect. Yeah. And I think Aaliyah fans are going to be very, very happy with how it turned out.
That's a badass Barbie doll. That's really cool. We'll put a picture online for you. You can follow us. You know, shoot us a follow. Why not? Kramer and Jess. Kramer with a K. Kramer and Jess. And we'll post this picture and see if you love it as much as we do, okay? I mean, think about Aaliyah for a second. Like, she was 22.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was only on this earth for 22 years, y'all. But the impact that Aaliyah's had, like, now she's a Barbie doll. Like,
so cool.
What a legacy.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Ravens fans, we need you for this one. It's called Flock Line.
R.
Give it in.
A.
Now give it in. Purple Friday 3 day. Here's a good thing. Even though it's a Sunday night game,
I know. Oh my gosh, you ain't gotta get up.
Most of us don't have to.
We were just talking about that last night, Garage Boy and my trainer Luke at Merritt. We're like, dude, we all get to stay up late and watch the game because none of us have to wake up early the next day.
Y'all are gonna get wasted. Massive game, Jess. Let's run this down. Then we're gonna get to your calls.
The Ravens are on the road for a divisional matchup against the Buffalo Bills this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. This is a massive, massive game. The playoffs are here, so we need to hear your purple pride throughout the state. If you're listening, you're invited to the biggest pep rally ever. Everyone's invited. Any age is welcome. We just want to get you on the radio. Cheering on the Ravens or a little trash talk for the Buffalo Bills is always nice, too.
866-FLOCKLINE is the number. If you're a true Ravens fan, you're going to call. And if you don't call, then we know where your loyalty lies. Okay, 866-FLOCKLINE. Cheer on the team. Let's go.
Okay, Ravens, we beat them once. We can do it again. We beat the Bills.
Last year for you?
This year, 35-10.
No, that was the Giants.
No, that was the Bills. Anyways, go Ravens. We're going up there. We shouldn't be worried about the cold because it's been nothing but cold up in Baltimore. Go Ravens!
Why does son always got a question, Mom? Mom knows what she's talking about. Let Mom live.
866-FLOCKLINE. Ravens fans, come on. Let's get you on today.
I hate the Bills. Go Ravens. Shout out to our boss and Ravens. I hate the Bills.
Yes, that's the vibe I want.
Shout out to the bus, though.
I love that.
Miss those days. 866-FLOCKLINE.
So the Ravens go to Buffalo, and that's some dangerous stuff, you know, going toe-to-toe with a playoff team who at home this year is 9-0. But wait, we're the Ravens, flocking. We're about to give them a shot because their playtime this season is about to run out on their clock. For at midnight when the Ravens call, the greatest sight you ever saw, having torn the Bills to shreds with our mighty Ravens claws. These Bills may wear red, white, and blue, but our purple will rule the day. We'll prevail with the win, and we'll do it our way! R-A-V-E-N-S! Ravens! Go, Ravens!
Okay, wait. Jake from Westminster has been giving us those amazing calls for almost 5 years. Shout out to him and giving him his flowers for sure. We love you, Jake. That was amazing.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
We got Daniel in Essex on. Daniel, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
We're going to demand an apology. My neighbor made some food and my whole family got food poisoning bad.
Oof.
And now my hospital bills are astronomical and she owes me for that.
Wait, she made you and your family food and you got sick and now you think that's her issue?
Yes, because it's like egregious. Like if you're going to make food for somebody, you have to make sure that it's safe.
So wait, so what exactly is the situation and what did she make you?
She brought over like a big giant plate of cookies.
But I guess how are you 100% sure the cookies is what gave you food poisoning?
It had to be. It wasn't my food that made us sick. So we eat our food all the time and it never makes us sick. So the common denominator change was her cookies.
Okay.
And now you want money from her to pay for whatever the cost was.
Yeah, the hospital bills, yeah.
Oh wait, so y'all were like sick. And what kind of bill are we talking?
It was like $450.
And you think she should pay that because she was the one that made the food?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's reckless. And I think if you start a fire, you're responsible for, you know, what it does. Or you're, you know, if you, anything in life, if it's your fault, you're responsible for that. She made the food. She didn't put enough care into making sure that it was safe. And then my family paid the price. And so, yeah, she owes me.
Thoughts, Jess?
I'm not sure. I mean, I hate that you guys had food poisoning. I mean, everyone knows that's literally the worst. So that's like a terrible thing to go through, especially if it's you and your kids at the same time. And that's really expensive. I just think the difficult part here, though, is I don't think there's really any way to prove that it was the cookies, because it really could have been anything that you guys could have had, not only that day, the day before. I don't know if you have any ground to stand on to make her pay for that, if there's really no way to prove where it actually stemmed from.
To me, I'm convinced. I don't have any doubt that it was the cookies.
We can facilitate the conversation, but I don't know if it's going to be the ending that you're imagining right now.
Yeah, because I don't think she owes you that. Honestly, even if that is 100% the truth, I don't think she still owes you the money. I mean, this kind of thing, it's almost like it's a responsibility you take to eat somebody else's cooking too, you know, or the restaurant you go to or whatever. I don't think she owes you an apology, honestly.
I frankly do. I think that, you know, and I'd be interested to know if she made those cookies for other people too, and if they got sick.
I can't say that either is going to back you up on this, man. Like, do you really still want to press forward, even though we don't think? I mean, we can't have your back on this. We don't think it's right.
I mean, I imagine she's going to get defensive about it, but I still think it's worth it.
Okay, you want to go?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. If you've never been here for Forgive and Forget, how this works is, we reach out to the person in question. We say, hi, we host a radio show. By the way, every interaction we had, very sweet. A very nice woman. Joan's extremely kind. She doesn't know. She has no idea you guys even had food poisoning, I don't think, because she didn't bring that up when we were talking to her. So she has no idea this is coming. But will she feel like she owes you the money? Hi, Joan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Joan. Thank you again for agreeing to come on the show. We appreciate that. I know that when Charlotte set this up with you, like, she explained to you, hey, you're on our segment about forgiveness. There's somebody that wants to come bring you on to either ask you for an apology or to say they're sorry for something. Who do you think is on the phone right now that, like, wants to do that?
Probably that lady from church. She sits two rows ahead of me, and she always wears this big hat. And I got a little snippy with her the other day, because you don't really have to wear hats in church anymore. And I can never see the preacher, so I definitely sniped out at her verbally the other day. And that's not my usual way. I didn't get a good night's sleep.
Oh, Miss Joan, it's not actually her. The person, though, that wanted to bring you on today is actually, it's actually your neighbor, Daniel.
Why?
Hello, yes.
Hi.
You made us cookies. They ended up making me and my boys sick, and we had to go to the emergency room, and we ended up getting $450-some worth of bills. And, you need to take the time to cook something when you make food. Otherwise, it's dangerous, and my boys were, I won't even describe. But, yeah.
That's awful. I'm so sorry to hear that you
had.
How would you know it was my cookies, though?
Yeah, right.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Right.
Because what else could it have been? We didn't eat anything different than we eat, you know, the stuff that is from my fridge. So we've never been sick for any of that stuff. And so the odd man out was the cookies.
Joan, did you make those cookies for anyone else? And did they get sick at all?
I've made them for a few families in the church, and I haven't heard that anyone else was sick. This just makes me feel terrible. I would never do anything to hurt that family.
Yeah, no, of course not. No,
totally.
Of course not.
That she knows of.
Right, right.
You know.
Right. Well, Daniel, you came on with a mission. What are you asking Joan for today?
I'm asking for, I mean, at the very least, the hospital bills to be paid.
You know, I live on a fixed income, right? And $450 is not something I have at my disposal. But if you want, if you're willing to accept it, I could probably swing $50 a month for the next 9 months. That's the best I could do.
We're not doing this.
I just feel terrible about this.
No, my God. We're not doing this.
Yeah, Joan, I don't think that you should I don't think that you should pay him any money,
Joan,
at
this,
all. Daniel, I think you kind of got to reconsider.
Daniel, listen to her, dude. Like, we can't sit here and ask this woman to pay these bills.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just the kind of person that I am. I'm not easily swayed by, like, heartstrings. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. And, you know, something needs to be put right.
We're not doing this on the radio. Joan, you don't have to pay those bills, okay?
But I don't want to lose the relationship that I've built with Daniel and his boys.
There's no way anybody listening right now thinks that she owes this money. Is right? Am I right?
Yeah, no.
Like,
there's no way.
There's no way. Like, this is now, like, entered into, like, hearing her, knowing she has to pay this in installations. Daniel, there's no way that we can get anybody to support this side. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, if they'd had the cookies, they would understand.
No, I mean, maybe I think you should hear other people's opinions.
Jamie and White Marsh, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Does Joan owe Daniel the money for the medical bills?
Absolutely not. I'm sitting here so disgusted by his, like, everything he said. Like, what a jerk. There's so much going around right now, like I mentioned, like stomach bugs and everything. Yeah. Who knows if they just had a stomach bug?
Mm, true.
For him to be, you know, be so, what do I want to say, positive that it was not anything else his family could have ate, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, that's just ridiculous. And honestly, hearing her just broke my heart. And the fact that she mentioned she does not want to mess up the relationship. Joan, you do not need to be in any relationship with these people.
No.
Like, it's just awful. I just can't believe there's people that actually exist out there that would try to do this to this woman.
It's frustrating, but I'm glad to hear this. 410-583-1065.
This is Pauline on 8 over in Elkridge.
Pauline, do you feel like Joan owes Daniel the money?
In no world is this going to happen. No. So I wanted to also, like, what James from White Marsh just said, there was, like, a CDC report that came out that said that norovirus and stomach flus and everything are, like, worse this year.
Yes.
Backed by national headlines for how bad the outbreak was. And then also, I feel like there are food recalls that happen all the time. So for him to say it was this wonderful woman's cookies next door who did something out of the goodness of her heart,
right,
is just absurd.
Okay, making sure we're all on the same page. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Jamie on 3 in Annapolis.
Jamie, come on, wrap this up for us. I'm hoping we're all on the same page. I mean, do you feel like Joan owes Daniel the money for the medical bills?
No, I'm so angry. I'm so angry.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if anybody were to do this to my mother or my grandmother, they would be seeing my face immediately.
Yes.
I would be at your front door. How dare you? First of all, you know there's a recall in Maryland for chicken and eggs.
Yes,
right.
And taquitos as well. There's a ton. I've been reporting them the last 2 weeks. Yes, I have.
In southern Maryland, in eastern Maryland, to where they're not putting anything down, to where they're saying, chicken and eggs are going to become more expensive because of this, because they have to go through. And not only that, but you take the chance anytime you eat food, period. And the norovirus is going around, and it's bad. It's almost like having food poisoning, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how dare you? And I just want to give Joan money, just so she has money.
Yeah, I'm not.
To not, like, oh, just so frustrated.
We're not.
How dare you?
Yeah, we're not going to. Daniel, honestly, man, like, nobody thinks that she should pay you this money. It's just kind of ridiculous.
It makes me mad because the logic is right there. It's just very logical of what is most likely and what surely happened, and people are not understanding that. But it's very clear to me. But
yeah, I don't think she owes you any money, Daniel.
Joan, please, can we just digest this, Joan, that you don't owe him the money and feel good about this, please?
Well, honestly, I kind of feel really bad. I know what it's like to be a single parent. And if I can help in any way to help him,
No, Joan. No, you don't. No,
Joan,
do not pay this man any money, Joan.
Please, Joan. You're the sweetest woman in the world, but no, we're not doing this. Lenny and Towson, was that not just painful?
Oh, my gosh. I was so sad. I was literally crying in the car.
Yeah.
And when you said you were going to proceed with the call, we were just so sad, and we knew she was going to be
sweetest lady.
You said you've never actually reached out to our show before ever. This is the first time because of this?
This is the first time. My son and I, I drop off two kids and we were sitting outside, and before I pulled away from the drop off, and I had to let you guys know that we were just so upset. And
yeah.
Yeah, no, justice for Joan.
Yeah,
justice for Joan.
Can we all just do hashtag justice for Joan right now? Can we get that trending in Baltimore? Because there's just no way.
And I just want to say, your segments are great because we use them as teaching moments. And my kids really respond to you guys. So thank you so much.
That's really sweet.
That's really kind for you to say that.
Everybody remembers kindness.
Thank you so much.
By no means should I be anybody's role model, but still.
They're always usually on Jess's side.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, it's totally fair. It makes sense. Hey, you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for listening and reaching out too.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number three.
American Visionary Art Museum is hosting MLK Dare to Dream Day. The free event will pay tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday, January 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. featuring music, dance performances, poetry, and more. Attendees can also make a hand-shaped pin and share how you can help others. And you can get more event info at avam.org.
Number two.
Ahead of their divisional matchup against the Buffalo Bills, the Ravens announced fan events leading up to Sunday's game, including the return of the official Ravens pop-up shop. Fans will be able to choose from the largest selection of Ravens gear and accessories in the city to get ready for the playoffs, also featuring exclusive deals. So the Ravens pop-up shop is open today from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tomorrow, the hours are a little different. They still open at 10, but they will close earlier at 7 p.m. at M&T Bank Stadium. And there is free parking available in lot B and C.
Number one.
The Drake-Kendrick Lamar drama is not over yet, at least not in Drake's mind. Drake has literally filed a defamation lawsuit against his own label, Universal Music, claiming the label promoted Kendrick Lamar's diss track, Not Like Us, which calls Drake a pedophile. In his lawsuit, Drake says Universal, quote, approved, published, and launched a campaign to create a viral hit out of the song because it would profit from damaging Drake's reputation. Drake and Kendrick are both signed to subsidiaries of Universal. Drake is on Republic Records and Kendrick is on Interscope.
Okay, so I know, like, in the rap battle world, this, like, you leave it to the lyrics, you know what I mean? Whoever wins, wins. But I'll be honest, if somebody was writing a song about me being a pedophile, I also would probably take any extremes that I could to stop them.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy.
Did you listen to any of the tracks Drake did about Lamar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
About Kendrick Lamar.
Totally. 100%.
So, Drake said, and we can't talk about everything that was said in both of their tracks. But Drake not only has said crazy, insane things about Kendrick, but he has about other artists throughout the years. So what he's doing is he's basically suing Universal for things that he has done throughout his entire career. Because why? What happens during rap battles? This is what happens. And that is part of the reason why before you enter one of these, you got to be ready because you don't know what the other person is going to say. This is literally the most wackadoodle thing can do if you are participating
in a rap battle.
Voluntarily in a rap battle. Sir, sit down. He is doing everything he can to keep Kendrick from performing Not Like Us at the Super Bowl. And in the process, honestly, what Not Like Us says, that was pretty insane. But his behavior after the fact is the biggest red flag of all.
I was going to say, do you think
it's the behavior.
Defensiveness of this part
I'm so pissed. I haven't been able to listen to Passion Fruit in peace and for months. You want to know why? Because Drake is acting crazy. That I can't stand him. I can't stand him. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. It's been a hell of a show. So I don't know. The vibes are good today, but they're very. What's the vibe of the show today, Jess? They're just loose, loosey goosey.
What? Huh?
Would you say loosey goosey? Is that the right? We're being a little loose today.
The definition of the vibe is, huh?
Yes. So I don't know what's in store for you today with Friday Karate, to be honest with you.
It's time for Friday Karate! Feels good to let it out.
Play this game with us, especially if you've never played before. It's really fun. You should know that Jess is a very sensitive human being. And you're like, how do you make a game out of that? Well, we're kind of demented. How this works is Jess is going to tell you three potential reasons of why she...
What?
We're just not set up behind the scenes right
now. I know. We're
stalling. I'm stalling a little bit.
It is what
we're
it
trying.
Is. It's fine. If it works, cool. If not, I don't know if you guys are getting a Friday video this week. If we can do it in time, cool. If not, you know, sorry.
The lights up. Everything.
Lights aren't working. My computer's like off
I said,
center.
The vibes are weird right now. Yeah. So Jess is sensitive. She's going to tell you three reasons of why she could have potentially cried this week.
Yes.
As a sensitive person, you are going to try to guess which one was the actual real cry. If you get it right this week, there's a prize, Jess.
20 Maryland Lottery Instant Scratch-Offs.
Let's play Friday Cry-Day with story number one.
Story number one. I was running late to work one morning, and I woke up past the point of being able to put like breakfast and snacks together, which immediately makes me anxious and hangry, knowing I was not going to have food, right? Before I was about to leave, I go to fill up my water bottle. And to my surprise, what do I find?
What?
My husband just so happened to decide, for whatever reason, to make me a smoothie earlier that morning before he left for work. So I had a smoothie for breakfast and I actually had food. And in my frantic state, I burst into tears, like thankful and joyous tears, because he saved me that morning.
There are definitely some perks to marriage. Yeah, that's definitely one of them. Story number two?
Story number two. I had a doctor's appointment and I had to get my blood drawn, so I couldn't eat anything all morning. And at that point, like, I had been up since 4. And at this point, it's like 11:30. And I hate getting my blood drawn. It's just like the anxiety. It's honestly, I think what is worse than like the prick in the arm is like, they're like, okay, make a ball in your fist. And then they like tie up the thingy.
Yeah.
And I'm looking away. I can't see it. And I think because she knew I was having a hard time, she kept asking me if I was okay. But that just made it worse. So then that started to make me cry because I was like, just come on, girl. Like, we cool. Like, don't ask me.
She had to distract you. Like,
she's like, are you
kids.
Okay? Are you sure? And I'm like, don't. If you keep asking me, I'm going to start crying. And then I started crying. Story number three. Garage Boy and I will go on TikTok together almost every night. Like, we just go on our like favorite content creators page, or sometimes we'll like find some like random account and just scroll through all the videos and like laugh until we cannot breathe, right? And recently we actually found an account. His name is Granddad Joe. He's 91 years old. I think he's in the UK, and he's like just the sweetest old man, and he just makes like the most simple meals. But whenever you put the camera on his face, he gets excited and he smiles. And we're watching him make pasta. And I was like, I looked to my husband and I'm like, are we really never going to be able to do this anymore? Like the most wholesome content. Like, it's just 91-year-old Granddad Joe making pasta. And I literally started crying at the thought of like not being able to do that anymore.
With TikTok shutting down.
Yes, with the TikTok
like,
ban possibly happening in a couple of days. Like,
how will we connect anymore? I'm going to miss you, Grandpa Joe.
TikTok cares if don't nobody else care.
All right, well.
Did you get that?
No.
It's fine. TikTok would have got it.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
No, this is literally.
Well, now you have to explain it.
No, it's okay.
You don't care, but TikTok cares?
No, it's fine. It's just like, I think it's okay.
Charlotte, did you get that at all? Charlotte's not even listening.
No, it's
nobody. No, cool. If anyone understood what Jess just meant,
it would have been TikTok, and that's my point. My people are on TikTok. This is my point. What are we gonna do? No one cares.
Jessica,
Granddad Joe's no more. How am I gonna watch? Last night I saw this cute little video. It was a 4-year-old, but she had her voice was behind. I don't know if it was a watermelon or a pickle.
We gotta move on.
And she was singing "Defying Gravity." Like, what am I supposed to do?
All right. Which one made Jess cry? Courtney from Abingdon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Three stories. Which one of those made Jess cry?
I think it was a TikTok one, and I say that because I probably would have also cried.
Yeah, Grandpa Joe really got to her.
It's Granddad Joe.
Oh, sorry. So Granddad Joe really got to her apparently this week. Jess, was it the TikTok ban and Granddad Joe and all that?
It was.
That was the real reason you cried.
You guys,
really?
Granddad Joe was making pasta and like it was just so cute. It's so bro, wholesome.
He's not your real granddad.
But TikTok makes you feel like that, okay? And like I literally look at my husband, I'm crying. I'm like, are you telling me, like, how am I supposed to connect with Granddad Joe? Like, I don't know if he wants to be on YouTube. Like, this is the easiest forum for him to be on. What am I supposed to do?
His life is short. He needs short form content. Courtney, that would make you cry as well, honestly.
Yes, I've actually cried watching TikToks before just because they are so cute. You can't help it.
What kind of TikToks make you cry?
Like, what are the TikToks you're going to miss the most if it gets banned on Sunday?
I like the funny ones mostly because I don't like crying.
Yeah. I get it.
So I'll miss them, and then I'll miss the ones where like it shows the kids growing up and like the year.
Oh my God,
like
stop.
What they've done through the year.
Yeah, those are so good.
All right, two of you need to chill over TikTok.
Well, congratulations, Courtney. You have 20 instant Maryland lottery scratch offs. I hope you win some money, girl.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, y'all. This game is called Friday Cryday, and we know it's a little ridiculous, but thanks for hanging out with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.